ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
夏子です。
幸子です。
Peter here, newbie lesson number 18. Okay, in today's lesson, we are going to try and find a public phone. Nowadays, there aren't too many public phones.
Yes, I don't see them often.
I really don't see them anywhere.
Yes, and if you're interested, our bonus track, which is Not So Newbie, kind of deals with this issue in a very interesting way, so you really don't want to miss this. For those of you with the PDF, there'll be a translation there. So yeah, you're definitely going to have fun with this.
Right.
Now, can you just give us the word for public phone, Natsuko-san?
公衆電話.
Okay. Now, please pay attention for this word. Okay, today we're going to be talking about the verb aru. And this will appear in the conversation as arimasu, which is the polite form. This is the verb to exist for inanimate objects. Now, with that said, it is a conversation between a person looking for a phone and a person who is trying to help. Here we go.
すみません。
はい。
この辺に公衆電話はありますか？
公衆電話ですか。
ええ。
コンビニの前に自動販売機がありますね。公衆電話はその隣にありますよ。
ありがとうございます。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
すみません。
はい。
この辺に公衆電話はありますか？
公衆電話ですか？
ええ。
コンビニの前に自動販売機がありますね。公衆電話はその隣にありますよ。
ありがとうございます。
次は英語が入ります。
すみません。
Excuse me?
はい。
Yes?
この辺に公衆電話はありますか？
Is there a payphone around here?
公衆電話ですか。
A payphone?
ええ。
Yeah.
コンビニの前に自動販売機がありますね。公衆電話はその隣にありますよ。
There's a vending machine in front of the convenience store, right? There's a payphone next to that.
ありがとうございます。
Thanks a lot.
Natsuko-san, what did you think?
This person was lucky enough to find the public phone.
Yeah, I think so. But, the phone was kind of in there among some other electrical appliances that actually the words for these are quite complicated. Is this a newbie lesson?
I don't know. Maybe it should be bumped up to intermediate.
Wow.
Intermediate, that's all right. Big jump there. Okay, so what we're going to do now is take a look at these vocab words. Natsuko-san. Give me the first word.
公衆電話.
Public phone.
公衆電話.は公衆電話.
Okay, now this is made up of two words. The first word is
公衆,
meaning public. The second word?
電話,
phone. Literally, public phone. Okay? And again, more and more rare nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Sachiko-san, when you hear 電話, phone, what do you think about instantly?
携帯電話, which is cell phone.
Cell phone. And actually, the first part, the 携帯, is
portable.
Portable phone. All right, next we have.
コンビニ.
Convenience store.
コンビニ, コンビニ.
Now you'll find out, the more you study Japanese, that Japanese love to shorten words.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Definitely. Because they can't remember long ones. They can't remember convenience.
Easy, Natsuko-san. Now, that's the thing, perfect, convenience. But everything gets abbreviated.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yes. Konbini,
konbini, if I guess we made it to English. Konbini, which is four syllables, is actually short for?
Convenience store.
Two words, very long. Mm-hmm. So Japanese is very compact.
Yes,
very
yes.
convenient.
Very convenient indeed. Next we have.
自動販売機.
Vending machine.
自動販売機。自動販売機。
All right, let's break this down. What do we have first?
自動
Which is?
Automatic.
販売
Sales.
機
Machine.
自動販売機
Automatic sales machine. So a vending machine. Very straightforward. Yeah.
And everywhere.
Yes.
And they're all in mint condition.
They are. Mm-hmm. And they offer hot drinks too in the wintertime. They're great. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Next we have?
隣
Next door. Next to. Beside.
隣
Okay, and in today's conversation, it was explained as?
その隣
Next to that.
Noticed how that came first. Literally, that next to. But mm-hmm. when we translate to English?
Next to that.
You also use this word for neighbors.
お隣
But there we put the polite prefix, お.
Right.
Next we have?
前
In front of.
前
Okay, now let's take a look at a few things. Natsuko-san, the first line in this, the person wants to get the attention of someone he doesn't know. So, what does he say here?
あの、すみません。
Now, すみません, you're probably very familiar with, excuse me, in yes. this case. What is this あの in the front?
It's just a way to attract attention.
Yeah, and kind of a filler before you start.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then we have この辺. Sachiko-san, what do we have for this?
It means this area.
Yeah, which we could translate as nearby.
この辺に公衆電話はありますか?
Is there a phone near here? Is there a phone nearby? Literally, we have first, this area, public phone, is there? So the arimasu, the verb comes at the end in Japanese. Now, this verb is used with inanimate objects to show existence. Now, when talking about location of objects, we use ni. Okay, this area in. この辺に, this area in. 公衆電話, public phone. This is marked by the topic marked particle wa. Then we have arimasu. Does there exist? And finally, since it's a question, we have the question mark particle ka. So in this area, is there a phone? The response to this is?
公衆電話ですか?
A public phone? The respondent's kind of like, are you serious? A public? Are you really looking for a public phone? He's kind of taken back too because like it's not that common nowadays.
He's trying to remember what a 公衆電話 is.
And then he points it out. Okay? Now, any questions about today's lesson, stop by JapanesePod101.com. There, leave us a post. We'll get back to you. Any other questions, detailed right up inside the PDF. That's going to do it for today.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
また明日。
すみません。
はい。
この辺に公衆電話はありますか?
公衆電話ですか?
ええ。
コンビニの前に自動販売機がありますね。公衆電話はその隣にありますよ。
ありがとうございます。